Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
We were speaking yesterday about mesh surgery, vaginal mesh surgery. It's a difficult subject. It is literally a very painful subject for the women who have been through it. But it's a subject that first came up on the Opinion Line back around 2016, when none of the women felt they were able to speak. And much of the talking was done by activists and much of the talking was done by solicitors back then. Now the women are coming forward to speak, and it's fantastic that they are. And I've been speaking to Bernie. Bernie, when did you have the mesh operation?
I had the mesh operation in 2017.
You would have been one of the last then before they put the pause on it.
Yes, I think I was, yeah.
And what did you have it for?
I had a prolapse of my bowel and my bladder.
Okay. And how long after the surgery did you realise that things weren't right, as it were?
I'd say leading up to Christmas of that year, I was thinking this doesn't somehow feel right. But, you know, I didn't want to think that it had failed. So it was about April. I went back to my GP and said, I think it's not worked.
Yeah.
And he examined me and he says, yeah, I'll send you back to the consultant.
Right.
So I went back in 2018 and they said that it hadn't worked and that I would need two more operations possibly. And if that hadn't worked, that they would remove everything and sew up my vagina.
Oh my goodness me.
Yes. So I was devastated and absolutely crushed, and I walked out of there and I just sat in my car and cried.
Wow. That's devastating. Yes. that was put on the tape. Now, what are your symptoms, Bernie?
My symptoms are that I have pain, lower back pain. I have pain in my groin and around my stomach. And I have shooting pains that go up into my vagina.
Right.
And my bottom. And my life is not my life anymore.
And is the pain constant?
More or less. But you just have you grow an extra layer of skin so that you can cope and put a smile on your face every day, because nobody wants to hear, oh, how are you? You just say, I'm fine, but underneath, you're not fine. You
yeah.
just get on with your life the best you can. You put your best foot forward. And I've had so many investigations done. You become dead from the waist down because it doesn't feel like it's your body anymore.
Right.
I mean, I know you have to have investigation to find out what's going on, but every time it is very painful and very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I had a second opinion in Dublin. So that's a 4-hour drive. And
in pain, I assume, driving?
Yes, yeah, very uncomfortable, looking for a toilet because you know you need to go or you can't go. And you travel 4 hours. You have to spend the night in a hotel because your appointment's early in the morning. And then you're back trying to get sorted again. And I thought I was. Mm. But it didn't work.
Did you have more surgery after?
I had more surgery, a repair to my bladder. Mm. And again, that didn't work. So I went again. And I had two urology tests, which is, if any woman's out there, they know that's really painful, but yeah. It has to be done. Then I had Botox to try and help my bladder. But of course, like everybody knows, Botox only works for a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're back to having the same problems. I'm back to where I was before I started all of this.
Yeah. It sounds like, in actual fact, you're, and I know nothing about prolapse, forgive me, no. Bernie, but it sounds like you're worse off than you ever were.
Well, I'm no better, that's for sure. And I am in more pain than I was to start with.
Yeah.
And it's not just the money, it's just that you hope and you pray that this is going to work.
Mm.
And it doesn't work. And then you're devastated again, and it's this constant circle you're going on. You're getting pinged from one to the other. I've been to the top people, so unless we have somebody in Ireland that's able to just do mesh surgery to take the mesh out, we don't have that in Ireland. And I don't think until we have that we're going to get anywhere. There's hundreds of women in this situation, and they're all hoping and praying that it's going to work.
Yeah.
At least we're being heard now, and if it wasn't for the two mesh groups, Mesh Ireland and Mesh Survivors, I don't know how we'd survive, really. And at least people are talking now, and we're being heard.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was saying this yesterday to Catherine, that when I heard this first, it was a solicitor that I spoke to.
Yes.
But the women themselves couldn't bring themselves to interview. So the bravery being shown by yourself and others, that's new and that's fantastic. It must be difficult. I mean, this must be very mentally draining, Bernie, is it?
It is very mentally draining. You go to bed thinking about it. How was I so stupid that I didn't look into this in the first place?
You're blaming yourself?
I go so much now. I go from being Erin Brockovich to Rose hanging onto the ice.
That's a very good way of putting it.
And that's what you're like. You end up having to research and look just to find the answers. Why am I in this mess? Why did I let this happen? Why aren't we all talking about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would obviously like to be able to have the surgery, the very complex surgery that's available. I think it's one doctor in America and a couple in the UK who can do it. But that's not an option for you, really, at the moment.
No, I need to know what's happened inside. They offer you physiotherapy. I don't want physiotherapy. I don't want psychotherapy. I know what's happening in my body. I don't need somebody to start messing about with me again. The only thing I'm looking for is a translabial scan.
Yes.
And hopefully that will tell me where this mesh is.
You can get that in Cork now, can't you?
But only 8 or 10 people had it done. And I don't think it's working in Dublin either, from what I hear.
Mm.
And, you know, we just need to be believed.
Yeah.
And this is what you have to live with. You have to suck it up. It's not right.
Yeah. Bernie, once again, this campaign is in the media now. And I think, in my experience, it's louder than ever now.
Well, I'm so pleased. After the meeting in Dublin on Wednesday...
The Oireachtas Committee, yeah.
Yes, I just couldn't believe how we were starting to be believed.
And do you believe, Bernie, that women who have been injured in the way you've been injured,
yeah,
should they be assisted to get reversal, removal, therapies, whatever it is they need?
I think so. I think we should be allowed to say, I want to go to this doctor because this is the only one that I believe will help me.
Mm.
I can't afford to keep paying out money for something that's not working or might work.
Yes.
I want to go to the best now. This is my body. It's the only body I have.
Yeah. Bernie, I don't have any words that are sufficient to cover what people are telling me they're going through. I said it to Catherine, I sit and I cringe even thinking of what you poor people must be going through. And that's why we're offering this program as a space for people to come and talk. And I'm so glad that you have done that today.
Yeah, thank you very much for letting me speak as well.
Cork's 96 FM.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.